welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. We're here in the studio recording on the 1st of July.
Hard to believe.
I know. I am not sure where the summer has gone.
No, it's just flying by.
It is. And it has been hot.
It has been very hot. We've been under an excessive heat warning for, I think this is the third day now.
And I really think this is hotter than I remember it.
It seems like it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe your skin's thinner or something. I don't know.
I thought your skin got thicker as you got older.
No, that's your head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, or my head.
I'll own that. It's okay. My head as well. We have been trying to take it easy. Well, okay. So easy for us is a relative term. We've been doing the outside chores as much in the early morning
and evenings.
So not when it's a super hot blast furnace.
Trying not to, but...
So we do try to be smart with our activity, but things still have to get done.
They do, yeah. We're growing some great weeds this year.
You have really even advertised some weeds.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell crabgrass, so we are having a sale. Buy 1 gallon, and you get 5 gallons free, and you can even come dig your own.
It is a special that it's I can't believe people would turn it away.
I don't think they would.
I don't think so either. So
So this episode will be about 1,001 ways to eat crabgrass.
Yum, yum.
I wish.
I can't even think of one way to eat crabgrass.
No, I can't either.
Bring in a cow, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, we could do that. We do not have livestock on this farm. For those of you who are listening and have not actually visited the farm, you may not be aware that we do not have any livestock other than honeybees.
We do have honeybees and lots of them.
We do. We do. Each hive has probably 40,000 bees.
Or more. This time of the year, maybe up to 80.
Right. And
1,000.
Yes.
Not 80 bees. 80,000.
80,000 bees. That's a lot of
bees.
That's
a lot of bees, yeah.
And not only that, we have other pollinators on the property, but the honeybees are the only ones that really qualify as livestock.
Mm-hmm. The cats don't even count.
No, they don't. They are little princesses.
I still think they should be a tax write-off, but so far they're not.
No, we have not figured out how to get that accomplished. No. But this week at the farm, there were a lot of things accomplished.
Yeah, even though it was hot.
It was hot, and we were working in the margins of the world.
As always.
As always. We made some peach jam this week.
We did. A little bit every day. Did cleaning in the morning, cleaned the jars, and it's a process. But we get it done.
We do.
May take 4 or 5 days, but we get it done.
And we print the labels, label the jars.
Yeah, they don't just label themselves.
We do
or
it
wash
a
themselves.
Step at a time.
Yeah.
But we had several jars for the market this week, and we sold the majority of them already.
Yeah, we don't have too many left. So maybe this week we're going to be at it again.
We will be. I think the next up will be strawberry. People have been asking for strawberry jam, and we do have some strawberries in the freezer.
And I've been picking black raspberries this week like crazy.
Yes.
Still. This is kind of late, really.
And they've been beautiful this year.
They're beautiful, but I really, this morning, I picked the last of the black raspberries. We've taken some to market for fresh. We've had some in a pie. But the rest of them will probably be jam, maybe some pie filling.
Right. We will most likely do up jam. With those, with the vast majority.
People are already asking for the black raspberry jam. Black raspberry and blackberry are really favorites. And we grow those right here, so that's great.
We do. And We make all seedless jams.
We do, yeah.
So that's a specialty, I believe, for mm-hmm. us.
And we go through the process of removing the seeds. And
we screen those out.
That's kind of a mess, but we have found an easier way to take care of that with a garden hose to clean them all up after we're done.
It works beautifully.
It does. Much, much, much better than trying to get them all out with a brush.
That took forever.
My toothbrush was a mess after trying to clean that screen.
I don't even want to know any more about that.
Not really.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past her, honestly. One of the things that we did today is we really focused on the honeybees. And we had to do really quite a bit of work.
Yeah, in we the haven't bee yard. Really kept up with the bee yard as much as normal.
It did get away from us
well,
a little bit.
Well, everything has grown so much this year.
Just the
with all
rain,
the rain,
the phenomenal amount of rain. So everything in the back is
way overgrown.
Overgrown. That includes weeds, grass, yeah.
Everything
shrubs,
around the bees,
briars, and all of that has really grown up to a point where the bees were kind of maneuvering
yeah.
through a little forest to get to their
awful
hive.
Awful and embarrassing for, as a gardener.
But you can't do it all. You've
no,
been concentrating
no.
on the front.
Right.
On the
And we do have the corn crib area
right.
and we've got the barn bed area now that I've been working on.
You've been concentrating on those areas and the food garden.
And the food garden, which has crabgrass pretty much as fast as I dig it out. I come back around and there it is again.
So there's not much else you could
no,
do.
It's.
But you also found that going back to the bee yard, even with a veil on, didn't quite work out that well.
No, I went back earlier this week to check the, we've got peaches and grapes and different things coming on in the orchard. So I went back to check those and take a look at the bees. And I thought, well, while I'm back there, I'll just throw a veil on and put on some garden gloves, which I use heavy duty garden gloves. They're not the real lightweight. I use heavy duty Duluth garden gloves.
And we have to keep those
yeah.
on hand.
Yeah.
Ha ha, no pun intended. But we always keep a pair in reserve because this chick can go through the gloves.
I tear them up.
I don't know what she does.
I know.
But
it's work.
She tears up some gloves.
I do.
They have to be heavy duty, high end work gloves.
Yeah. They'll last for maybe a month or two. But I tear them up and I tear my shoes up too. But anyway, so I went back to, I couldn't take, you know, when I mow back there, I saw how bad all of the hives were just overgrown all around them. I felt terrible about it. So I decided to go back and pull some weeds. So I just took some hand tools and tried to pull some weeds. Boy, I went back early in the morning thinking, you know, there wouldn't be too many bees out. Soon as I started pulling weeds around the entrance, they were angry. And so I ended up with a whole bunch of stingers in my gloves. Thankfully, I have heavy-duty gloves. I didn't get any stings. None of them made it through, but they were mad, so I stopped.
And that was something that we thought, well, we're going to have to tend to at some
yeah.
point. This morning, we devised a plan. And what we did, we loaded up the mule with all sorts of power trimmers and the tools to actually
kind of look like the Clampets again.
You know, we do look like the Clampets a lot.
We do, yeah.
But we loaded that mule up and I wanted to check the hives as well because I'm suspecting that we have honey supers about ready to pull. That was one of my primary tasks in going back to the bee yard was checking on the health of the bees, checking on the newest hive, the package that we installed in May.
And that's, Julia does most of the bee work. I take care of all the garden stuff, and she does most of the bee work. So she's the one that usually takes care of that. I go back and hold stuff. I do it, and I love the bees, but that's kind of her area of expertise.
Well, It's something that I can do in short bursts of time. Thankfully, bees are one of those livestock that don't need twice a day milking or whatever.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a feeding. Good idea.
I could not manage that level of livestock management. But honeybees, particularly this time of year in the summer, you can check those every week, every couple of weeks. And it'll take me about an hour each time to go back, get everything loaded, check all of the hives. Right now we have 4 active hives, and it'll take about an hour. But today it did take some extra time. I took back extra boxes, extra supers. I took the fume boards in case one of the supers was full enough to drive the bees out and pull that off. So we had the mule loaded, and we decided at that point it was going to be, since we were both there, it was going to be a good time to really do all that trimming around those hives.
Yeah, and you could smoke the bees.
So that's what we did. I started with smoking the bees around their entrance, got them a little confused, and then Donna started doing trimming.
Yeah, I started behind them to try to keep them as calm as possible, because as soon as you get in front of their entrance, when it's, you know, when they're busy right now, they don't like it much.
They get a little bit aggravated.
Yeah, they have guards there that will come after you.
I thought of it as a smoke cover.
Yeah, it was, I didn't get one, not even one,
and
that tried to sting
really
me.
Really monitored the noise level of the hives. You can tell when they get very agitated, the pitch of their buzzing will rise. And the higher it gets, the more it's an alarm. But I was able to kind of manage them with little puffs of smoke, keep them settled, and the bee yard looks beautiful now.
Looks much better. Yeah, we really, I mean, once you get a power tool in my hand, though, I kind of go crazy. So,
yes.
Yeah, a lot of stuff got trimmed that really probably didn't need it.
But it looks good.
It does. And at least you can get all the way around the hives now.
Right. And after that, we went back, let the bees settle just a little bit, went back and did an inspection on all of the hives. Pulled out some that we had old ones that I just hadn't pulled out from the winter where we'd had die out, cleaned that up as well. But we actually had a super full of honey.
Yes, we do.
And it looks beautiful. It is a full packed, every frame looks gorgeous. So that is still setting for the remaining bees to escape outside the back door.
Yeah, they don't want to leave it too much.
So, no, they don't.
Yeah, we're going to let it sit outside for a little bit
with
the fume
board. I'm going to let it sit there until dusk, and then we'll bring it into the basement. And some evening this week, we will harvest honey.
Yay, that's so fun.
That's just going to be, I love the smell that is associated with that. It just is so beautiful.
It is, yeah.
And it's that light golden honey this time of year.
Yeah, this will be probably a lot of autumn olive, a little bit of clover, all that early.
Maybe some berry blossom.
Yeah, yeah. We had, they were all over the orchard. So all over cherries, blackberries, peaches.
Apple.
Yeah. So this will be a very nice.
It is. But it is going to be a very small harvest to begin with. So we will get that bottled and available at the farmer's market.
Right. Yeah. So as soon as we can get that, we'll get that taken care of.
We will. It won't take us very long, and we'll have that very first early harvest available. So pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we have people that wait on that.
We do.
And we already have some reserved.
Yes, yes. We have some customers that just really prefer that very light, very early honey. And we also owe some to the neighbors.
We
who
do.
Helped
yeah,
put that
we sure do.
Corn
they're,
crib roof
they're
on.
Gonna get it first.
They get
they
the
are first,
first
on the
offering.
List.
Absolutely. So that is what we've been up to
yeah.
in the last Well, actually, a few hours.
Yep.
And I'm thinking now we might kick back and take a break.
That ought to be a good idea. Sounds good. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.